The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the source of my strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 He is the source of my strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know He is the source of my strength. Hallelujah. 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 While you're still standing, hallelujah. 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 I'm going to be reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. Amen. 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 Starting at verse 4, I'm going to read to verse 10. Amen. Jeremiah, starting at verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. Thus I have read Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, as I humble myself before you on today, I thank you for last night's lying down and this morning early rise. Father, but right now as I stand before you and your people, I ask you to decrease me as I decrease even the more and you increase even the more. I ask you that your word today, oh God, let it fall on good ground, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that your people would open their hearts and minds to your word on today, oh God. Let it resonate in their spirits like never before. And I thank you and I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for it because it's due unto you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As God gave me this word to speak, amen, I tossed and I fought with it all week. Amen. I fought and tossed and I fought and tossed with it all week. Amen. Because I did not know how the people were going to receive it on today. But whatever God says, it's yes and amen. Amen. Whatever the Lord says, it's yes and amen. He's never given me a word like this before. Amen. So that's why I, Moses, tossed with it. Amen. And fought with it. Amen. But the Spirit, amen, had another plan. Amen. He knew exactly what he was going to do. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 1, starting at verse 4. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, and the topic that I got, that he gave me to share with you was, cry loud in the wilderness. Cry loud in the wilderness. So now you know why I fought with this message. Amen. But nevertheless, God, Jeremiah. And Jeremiah means the Lord exalts or the Lord establishes. Amen. Jeremiah was just a young man when God called him. He was 17, to be exact. He was 17 years old when he heard the voice of God. He was just a child when God called him. Pure, innocent, with no indiscretions. Amen. He was. Amen. God implanted his words into him by touching him on the mouth. Amen. And to go a little deeper, we know, husband, wives, we know the intimacy that comes when we touch lips. Amen. 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 I'm not the oldest one in here. I'm not the youngest. But we know what the intimacy is when someone touches your lips. Amen. That's a closeness. That's an implant. Amen. Go ahead, Reverend Lampkin. Implanting. Amen. Amen. The sharing. Amen. The passion between the two that is being shared. Amen. It's like an exchange. Amen. An exchange. So God touched him on the lips. Jeremiah now was not defiled. So at a young age, God used him to speak judgment over the people of Judah for being unfaithful to him. Jeremiah's ordination was not like any other. He was called before he was even formed. Amen. God knew him before he was even formed. He knew Jeremiah was going to be that innocent young man that he could use for just the time as this. Amen. Amen. So how many Jeremiahs do we have in here today? Amen. Amen. I may be 50, but I'm still Jeremiah. Amen. He knew me before I was even formed. Amen. You have to claim these things. You have to speak these things. Amen. In order for them to come to pass. Amen. For God to call a child to speak on his behalf lets me know that we have got to do better. He didn't just call Jeremiah when he was 17. He knew him before he was formed. Amen. He already knew his heart. He already knew Jeremiah's heart. Amen. And if he looks at our hearts today, what will he find? Amen. Will bitterness and anger still live there? Will hatred and malice still live there? Amen. Amen. Will death still live there? Amen. So we have to watch what we harbor in our hearts. Amen. Our outer appearance may show one thing, but God knows our hearts. Amen. Amen. We may think these nice suits and dresses cover up everything. Amen. We may think nobody sees us. Amen. But there is always somebody watching. Always. Amen. Like they say, the world has a saying, what you do in the dark comes to the light. No matter how long it takes, amen, it came to the light. And here Jeremiah came to the light. Amen. God really is in all that he has done. Well, forgive me. For God to call a child to speak on his behalf lets me know that we have got to do better. We forget who God really is and all that he has done because we are living our best life. But guess what? This is not your best life. I challenge you today, this is not your best life. Amen. We forget about heaven. Heaven is going to be your best life. If you get there. If you get there. If this is your best life. Having a nice job. Having a nice house. Having a little bit of money. If that's your best life, then I feel sorry for you. Because heaven is my best life. Amen. I'm here to tell you, I don't know why he gave it to me this way. Amen. But this is not our best life. Amen. I'm here to cry loud in the wilderness. Amen. Having a good job, a good paying job, a nice house, a car, a little bit of money. I've said it already. That's not our best life. We are forgetting about the ultimate thing. Heaven. Heaven should be our best life. How do we get there? I'm glad you asked. Amen. Jeremiah wasn't even formed, and God saw him. Amen. We come to church, we teach and preach, and say this is our best life, but are we actually seeing heaven? Are we actually truly hearing from heaven? This message, y'all, came to me first. Amen. It struck my house first. Amen. So that's why I said, not the Spirit of God. I said it. I tossed with this message. Amen. I'm not living my best life. I'm not looking for that ultimate goal, which is heaven, which should always be in my view. And how do I get there? By preaching and teaching the unadulterated word. Amen. What thus says God. Not what I think. Amen. Not what my finite mind can understand. But what the Spirit of the Lord has encapsulated in me and actually given me. Amen. Not me, not I, but God. Amen. Amen. But Jeremiah, amen, was ordained. And when God ordained him, he touched his mouth and gave him what to say, how to do it, and when to do it. Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. Amen. He gave me, God was awesome in this message. He gave me one, weeping, weeping, weeping. Amen. There's three different types of weeping that he gave me. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah wept because he was just a young man. He saw all the things that the people were doing against God. And he was a young man. God had implanted him to see these things. Amen. Jeremiah wept. He went to God on their behalf. Amen. He prophesied to the people what thus says God. But still, they did their own thing. They built their own idols. They made gold, homes, silver, wood, their God. Amen. Amen. The second weeping was Jeremiah. God told Jeremiah, this right here won't last always. Amen. You're going to call Israel out of bondage. Amen. Even though they were a faithless nation. Amen. Not as unfaithful as Judah. Amen. He said, I am going to call Israel out of bondage, and I am going to send Judah into bondage. Amen. Amen. And if you look at it, Israel is the ancient people. Amen. Judah, which is the modern generation. Amen. That's why we have so many young men and women falling to the wayside, because the ancient generation, which is the faithless generation that won't believe God is able to do anything exceedingly abundantly above all things that we can ask or think. If we just believe, amen, if we become more faithful, guess what? God will use us. He will use us. Amen. We can come to church Sunday after Sunday. We can come to Bible study Wednesday after Wednesday, or Monday after Monday, or whenever. If we are not hearing from God, we're just like a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. Doesn't mean nothing. We're just making noise. We are just a noisy bunch. Amen. Amen. We are going to have to be able to set aside our differences, our faults, anything that so easily. He said, forget those things which are behind us. Amen. Forget those things. Set aside every weight that so easily beset us. Amen. If you're easily to get mad, ask God to take that thing away from you. I'm talking to myself today. Sometimes I can get mad, God, at the drop of a hat. But I thank you for grace and mercy. Amen. I'm talking to myself today. Amen. Thank you, God, for helping me with bitterness, because he has removed the eye and made me better. Amen. Sometimes we harbor these things. We keep them in our heart. And we have this saying, God ain't done with me yet. The work was finished on the cross. The work was finished on the cross. So you keep saying God ain't done with you yet, when he had already completed the work on the cross. He gave us an example. He used his own son. He sacrificed him. Let him go through all types of ridicule on your and my behalf. So what is our problem? Amen. We are our own worst enemy. Amen. Jeremiah asked in verse number 6, then said I, Jeremiah, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. He said, I am a child. Now, that was one of his excuses. Amen. So we make excuses for the thing that God wants to do, when we think we can do it ourselves. The very thing God wants to do in us, we want the glory for it. We want to be admonished for it. We want to be lifted up, puffed up. Amen. Instead of letting God have his way, instead of being humbled, amen. Eat a piece of humble pie. Amen. That's my recommendation that he gave me. Just eat a piece of humble pie. Amen. I found myself quiet all week. Amen. I folded my lips. Amen. Amen. It didn't come out verbally, but he knew what I was saying within me. So I had to talk to him inwardly and outwardly so it didn't come out. So like he's telling us, amen, that it's time to put aside our differences. Because if we keep harboring these differences, the only people we're going to see is one another coming in here. We say we love each other, but when we leave here, we talk about each other. we get bitter because God said something to this person to share with someone else. God can use you the exact same way if you were as humble as Brother John or Deke. Amen. He could use us the exact same way. And that's all he wants us to do. Amen. We're all of the church, but we're all one body. There's many members, but we're all of this one body. Amen. Amen. If you were the finger and I was the hand, amen. And if I didn't have any fingers on my hand, how would I grasp anything? I can't do it without you. Amen. And if you was just a head sitting on your shoulders, you wouldn't be able to turn without your neck. Amen. You'd be turning the whole member. Amen. Amen. Try doing that driving your car. Turn your whole member driving your car. Amen. But God. Amen. But God. Amen. I thank him for what he is doing in my life. Amen. So, there's no substitution for the gospel. Amen. And that is, Jeremiah has been dispatched to the people of God with a key assignment, with a crucial message, with a divine mandate to proclaim the gospel. Jeremiah was used by God to deliver a message and also preach his gospel. Amen. So, Jeremiah proclaims the good news as an announcement to others on behalf of God. Even if the prophet proclaimed doom, it also has the good news of deliverance. Because when he delivered the message of doom, he also encouraged the people that God was going to deliver them. Amen. Amen. God doesn't guide where he does not provide. Amen. And even if he had a word of judgment, there would be a word of justice also. Amen. Crying the good news was God's idea. That was God's idea for Jeremiah to cry the good news. The good news was designed to speak into lives of all creation in hopes that they will be saved. Preaching to all creation as a plan of intervention to get man to ultimately come back to God and come back to the eternal status of God's glory. To get to his glory, we have to be reconciled back to him. That is why the gospel, in its broadest definition, has some relationship and relevance even in the old dispensation. It does. The prophets of the old covenant, they brought Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's good news. Isaiah 7 and 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's good news. Amen. Genesis 49 and 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and until him shall the gathering of the people be. That's good news. Isaiah 6 and 9, and he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. That was good news. Job 19 and 25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. That is good news. Job was living in the earthly, but he had a glimpse of the eternal. He was in the now, but that not yet was real. He had a terrestrial ground that he was standing on, but he embraced the eternal. Amen. Amen. Whew. There's a parallel, though, between two men. There's a parallel between Jeremiah and John as it relates to assignments. While the cultures were different, and they were different, their calling assignments and purpose was a sense of parallelism as it relates to the preaching and teaching and prophesying and pastoring and ministering God's word. This ministry that God has entrusted to Jeremiah has the stamp of divinity, devotion, and duty upon it. First, prophetic of Jeremiah is God's initiative. Jeremiah 1 and 4, then the word of God came unto me. God initiates to Jeremiah. Jeremiah didn't look for God. God looked for Jeremiah. So he initiated the first introduction between the two of them. Being a prophet was not something Jeremiah took up. He was taken by the calling. Ministry is not a career you just choose. Ministry is not a career you just choose. It is a calling because you have been chosen. Amen. It was not a path that Jeremiah pursued. It was a place of being pursued. Amen. Fact and point. Paul would say he was apprehended. God has a way of apprehending us. Believe it or not, Philippians 3, 12 and 13 will tell you. Moses, it was at the burning bush. Exodus 3, 2 through 4, God spoke to Moses. Paul, it was a light shining when he got knocked off his horse on the way to Damascus. Acts 9 and 3. Jonah with the giant fish. Jonah 1, 15 through 17. Now this is God initiating. Isaiah, it was the death of Uzziah. Isaiah 6, verse number 1. And Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones. he asked Ezekiel a question. Can these dry bones live? Ezekiel 37. So when God initiates a thing, he also ordains it. And when he ordains it, he guides, provides, makes provisions. Amen. He makes provisions. Amen. The word of the Lord has an arresting power and authority. It is. It's God initiated. Secondly, the ministry was godly insured. He insured Jeremiah's ministry. Yes, he did. Verse number 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. God initiated, and then he ensured it. Amen. Jeremiah struggled with his weaknesses and unworthiness because he was only 17, a young man. How many of us at 17 had it all together? Oh, okay. Amen. God gave him insurance protection and assurance of provision. God did that by using certain words. God formed him. God knew him. God set him. And God appointed him. Now, y'all know what kind of words these are, right? Formed, knew, set, appointed. These are verbs. Amen, 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 amen. These are verbs. When God takes the initiative, when he sets all this in place, guess what? He goes into action. Not you, not me. He goes into action. Amen. He goes into action. I need money for this. God already knew that. He went into action. He sent somebody in. Here's a check for $10,000. Amen. Amen. He knew. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. Thank you. He knew. Amen. So everything that God does, he has action behind it. Amen. I was sitting here listening to the song as Brother Lucky and the choir was singing, amen. God was orchestrating the song, amen. And when Pastor got up here, God continued to orchestrate. That's what I saw in the spirit. He will show you things, amen. Amen. He will allow you to see them, to let you know this is what you've been missing out on the whole time. Amen. We just have to come into agreement that God has the plan and we got to let him go into action. Stop taking our own actions. Amen. That's another message. Amen. Lastly, Jeremiah the prophet was godly identified. God identified him. Jeremiah 1 and 4. Yes, he did. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. God identified it. And I can go a little farther. John the Baptist. Amen. John 1 and 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Amen. John 1 and 23, he said, I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, making straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Esaias. Amen. There was no confusion with John about who he was or what his identity was. He didn't proclaim to be the God Almighty. Amen. He came to set the way for the coming Messiah. He preached, repent, repent, repent. Amen. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's all he preached. He didn't try to take on no other title. He didn't try to take on something that didn't belong to him. He didn't even try to wear fine linen. He didn't even try to wear fine linen. He was wrapped in sheep's clothing. Wool. Amen. Wool. A plain man. Amen. But preaching repent, repent, repent. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, preparing the way for the coming Messiah. Amen. John was just a voice crying in the wilderness. And he knew who he was and who he was not. He was sent by God, but he knew he was not the light. He witnessed of the light, but he knew he was not the light. He did not proclaim to be a prophet, and he did not proclaim to be an apostle. John knew his assignment. Yes, he did. He was just a crying voice in the wilderness. When we are clear on our identity, or when we are not clear on our identity, we seek to become who we are not. Or we seek to be what people want us to be. Why don't you start your own ministry? Why don't you preach Sunday school? Or why don't you teach Bible study? If God didn't appoint you, I would say wait till he does, because the aftermath is going to be greater than the damage that you're going to cause is going to be greater. Amen. Because we can appoint ourselves to things and we could cause so much damage. We can get itching ears. Amen. Amen. We can have itching ears to hear what somebody is saying. And then that spirit of Lord help me. That spirit of rebellion and unction and wanting to do our own thing. They call Isaac Hayes the Black Moses. I don't know if you all know. They called Isaac Hayes the Black Moses. And I know some of y'all know this song. You got to do your thing. Amen. So sometimes we are not listening to what God is saying. We listen to Isaac Hayes. We want to do our own thing. But God has a way. And he does it so sweet. He does it so calmly that you, myself, or nobody else would even know. Amen. He has a way of just bringing you back, putting you back in your proper place, because that's where you are actually needed and not what you thought you needed. Amen. So sometimes our wants can become burdensome. So we have to let go of our wants and hang on to God's needs. This message is coming. It's almost over. Amen. Amen. John was not the light. He pointed others to the light. He was not the power. He persuaded others to believe in the power. Like Jeremiah, he had to move because Ezekiel was coming. Jeremiah had to do what thus says God and get out of the way for the next generation. Jeremiah had to move out of the way to get out of the way of the next generation. I'm going to put a pin right there. Amen. Amen. Lord, help me. So sometimes we get into a place to where we think we're the only one can do something that God has ordained you to do well. But just like Moses, God used Joshua. Just like Elijah, God used Elias. Just like some of us, God is going to use a younger generation if we just get out of the way. I didn't say it now. Get out of the way. I'm going to say it now since you've already confirmed it. Get out of the way. Amen. There are younger people that are willing, that are strong. His word says, I call I'm going to say it like this, the older because they're wise. And I call the young because they are strong. Amen. Sometimes a younger person can take more. Amen. Especially when he's dealing with his own generation. Amen. He can relate to his own generation. Amen. Amen. So keep crying out about our Savior who came to earth. Keep crying out about our Savior who lived and loved. Amen. Amen. Keep crying out about our Savior who taught us to forgive and fellowship. Keep crying out about our Savior who went to a place called Calvary. Keep crying out about our Savior who died on a rugged cross, but rose on resurrection morning. Keep being the voice crying out or crying loud in the wilderness. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Stand to your feet. The doors of the church are open.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.